We must go to Isaiah. We'll start with 52. 13th verse, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astoned at his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Didn't look like a man anymore. He'd been slapped so many times. Can you imagine some big old Roman soldier's hand? 4, 5, 10 of them walk by there and just slap him in the face as hard as they could to humiliate him. He bore our humiliation. Amen. He bore it. He didn't look like a man anymore. His eyes shut. They spit on him until it was running down his beard. Never opened his mouth. Shoved that crown of thorns down over his head until blood was running down and through his eyes. And then you come over to the 53. "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him a root of dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness. For when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." He, of course, he's a good-looking man. But to them, he was just a good-looking man. But he's a man with a smile on his face and love in his heart. And everybody followed him. Rick Renner said anywhere from 20 to 50,000 people followed him night and day. So don't look too hard down on his disciples. They were so tired they didn't sleep. But listen to this. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man." Now, the King James translated it like this, "sorrows and grief," when actually it was sickness and disease. But he did bear our sorrows and griefs. So that's not a wrong translation. It's just not quite accurate. But I've seen people delivered from grief right on those scriptures right there. Amen. Amen. And then the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter, "Grieve not, for we're not a people without hope." Amen. But Jesus bore the grief. Yes. He bore the grief. So now, surely, say surely.
Surely.
And I'm going to read this the way it's translated. And all of you have the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible. Well, if you don't get it, it's free. It unwraps all of this. I tell you, that's one of the finest study tools. Put it on your phone. I just look up something right quick in Hebrew or Greek, either one, and it tells you how many times the word was used and what it actually said. "Surely, surely, this is a sure thing. He hath borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our shalom," nothing missing and nothing broken, "was on him." That's everything. That's financial. That's all of it. That's family. That's business. That's church. Tranquility and well-being was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, I want to show you something. This happens in the King James. I've not found it in another place. Verse 9, "He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death." Does your Bible have a number one there out beside death? Come over here and it says Hebrew, deaths, plural. Oh, yeah. He did not, it was not just his body that died. What is spiritual death? Be separated from God. 22nd Psalm, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, when they heard him say, it is finished. Read that psalm in the Classic Amplified. It starts off that way. And they heard him say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the Amplified, it says, it is finished. He latched onto that psalm and didn't let it go. He went right into hell. And that one thief asked for forgiveness. And he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. 54th chapter. Don't pass up chapter 54. Now he's raised from the dead. The 54th chapter was written to you and me. Verse 4, fear not, for you'll not be ashamed. There it is. Or confounded, for you'll not be put to shame. You'll forget the shame of your youth. Verse 5, thy maker is thine husband. How many of you are widows? Any widows in here this morning? God is your husband. Yeah. There was a woman years ago, she's quite on up in years, and I preached on that. And so she came around, she said, Brother Copeland, she said, now my husband fixed everything. And he just got up and left. And she said, I want you to know that old toilet, she said it got where it just wouldn't work. And I said, look, Jesus, you're my husband. Now fix that thing. She said, Brother Copeland, that thing went like that. And she said, it's worked ever since. There are a number of stories like that I won't take time to tell. Come on down here. I want you to see this. Fifth verse, maker's your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now, he brought the angels in it right there. Now, that's who fixed the commode. Amen. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. In a little wrath I hid my face, but that is... 3 days and night. Verse 9. Preachers, are you listening? Yes, sir. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I will not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. Hallelujah. He's not mad anymore. Yes. He's not out to rebuke anybody. Yes. Thank you. Amen. He's retired. He turned it all over to Jesus. Yeah, it's been turned over to him. And Jesus is not mad at anybody. He's turned it over to us. We are the ones supposed to be doing the rebuking. We're the ones that's supposed to be rebuking the devil. We're the ones supposed to be standing up against tornadoes and such as that. Gloria and I learned that a long time ago. Talk to it. Yep. Yes. We were flying back. Her little brother was up in front of the cockpit with me. And we were flying back up there to Southwest Arkansas to take him home. And there was one big old thunderstorm just sitting out there, but it was a big one. And so I said, you don't get up close to those things. So I circled it around like this. It was moving fairly fast. And a tornado just jumped out of the side of that thing and hit right out there. And water just went everywhere. And I just said, in the name of Jesus, you get back up there where you belong. Get up. Whoop, 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 whoop. It is very easy. Jesus gave us the example. It'll do the same thing to indigestion. I wanted you to see that. He's not blowing down churches with tornadoes. So now's the time to go. First Peter. the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. Second chapter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice. Well, that's the first thing you need to do. You're irritated with anybody. And hypocrisies. You know what the word hypocrite actually means? It's a theatrical term. Have you seen the joy mask and the tragedy mask? That's a hypocrite. Puts on a mask to look like something he or she is not. He puts on the smiling mask over that frown. That's the reason Jesus said, you hypocrites, you got one thing on your face and you're meaning another. So he said, get rid of that. Hypocrisies. Just, you know, move away from that. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so, you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. And you keep reading, you also lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Oh, I'm in this holy priesthood. And right now I don't feel like a priest. I feel like something, a truck run over. I'm sick. My appendix, my gallbladder, and I don't know. I'm just in a mess, that's all. But, okay, yes, amen. I'm a lively stone. I'm alive, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And you keep reading, and you just keep doing. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them that are disobedient, the stone of the builders disallowed is the same as made head of the corner. A stone of stumbling block, a rock of offense. And you just need to go on this. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who calls you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I'm there. Hallelujah. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, not because of their politics. For the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to governors as of them that sent by him for the punishment of evildoers for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty as a cloak for maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Oh, he's meddling with our lives, isn't he? Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Not only the good and gentle, but also to the froward, or the disobedient. And you come down. Then he begins to talk about Jesus. For even unto you were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For we were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord God, we praise you. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Spirit of the living God is in this place. Hallelujah. The power of healing has come. Glory to God. Breast cancer was just healed by the power of the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. A shoulder that has been so hard and painful you couldn't lift it. It'll go. It'll go. It'll go. Praise God. It'll work for you. It will work for you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. I said glory to His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Back pain is healed. Glory to God. I know what that back pain is about, but you have to act on it. The Lord told Brother Hagin, plug in with your faith. Make an effort. What was He talking about? He said, there's power in this room. There's power in those sockets over there. But you're not going to get any benefit of it unless you plug in there and turn the switch on. So He said, turn the switch of faith on. Praise, just turn it on right now. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we got big aisles here. You can jump out there and do whatever you need to do. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm 85 years old. What's your excuse? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, say that. I call my ankles well. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. I call my feet well. I have no arthritis in my feet. I have no pain in my knees and in my ankles. I have no pain in my thighs. I have no pain in my body, the calves of my legs. I refuse to have it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm pain free. Hallelujah to Jesus. And glory to God. Appendix, no, you don't. Don't you mess with me. Don't you be doing that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Take that, liver. Hallelujah. I call my liver well. I call my eyes well. I call my ears well. I call my sinuses. Oh, glory to God. Sinus trouble is being healed all over this room. Thank you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All kinds of stomach problems, stomach ulcers, just pain everywhere on this part of your neck. Now then, Jerry, come up here just a second. Now, the carotid artery is right here. Now, Jerry had some plaque in that artery. And so they brought him in and they told him, they said, now look, this is easy. And, you know, it's just a day here in the hospital and you go home. They cut some of that plaque loose. And you know what that does. When we went down to the hospital, he was in a full-blown stroke. So tell the story.
Well, doctor said I'd never be normal again, never preach again, never travel again. My wife was going to have to take care of me for the rest of my life. They were going to put me in a chamber to try to rebuild the brain cells. So I knew, even though I couldn't communicate, the only word I could say in English was yes. Brother Copeland came up to pray for me. George came up, prayed for me. I barely remember them being there. But Carolyn said, even though you couldn't say but one word in English, and that was yes, you prayed in the Spirit the whole time they were there. Yeah. Yeah. And later I asked the Lord when I recovered, I said, why was I able to pray in the Spirit, but I could only say one word in English? He said, your spirit is not connected to your brain.
That's right. And that's why it's so good to speak in tongues.
That's right.
You learn how to unhook from your brain.
That's right.
And the Lord was able to minister to you through His Spirit. That's so good.
But every time the doctor would come in and I could see his mouth moving, and when I wasn't seeing his mouth moving, I'd just say yes. Whatever he said, yes. And the funny part of it, my son-in-law came up one day, and he knew I could only say yes, Rodney.
Yeah.
And Rodney said, Dan, I was here yesterday and you told me you wanted to give me your 67 Corvette. He said, can I come pick it up today? And I looked over at him, I said, no. Rodney said, he's getting better now, we can all go home. But I knew if the doctor would let me go home and get out of that hospital, get in my own environment, that my recovery would be immediate. And so they let me go home. I still was, I had no use of my right arm, partial use of my right leg. My granddaughter had to lead me around, and I pointed one day at my shop. Carolyn says, quit calling it a shop, it's a museum.
It's a museum. He's got all kinds of things.
So I kept pointing to the museum, and my granddaughter helped me get out there. And she unlocked the door, turned the lights on, turned the alarm off. And I knew in my heart,
Thank you, Jesus.
Though I can't communicate, if I could get everything in that shop started, and I went over to my classic motorcycles, and they're hard to start.
Oh, my goodness.
1942 Harley. It's hard to start when everything in your body's working right.
I don't know. Is this the Lord that, that caused you to be able to
do that? And I couldn't even remember how to start it. I said, Rachel, lead me over there. And she had to hold me up while I put my left foot on the kickstart. And the Holy Spirit told me what to do. I got it started, got my 46 Harley started, 57 Harley started, got everything in there started, my classic car started, and left them all running. And then I shut them off. Rachel helped me get to the door. She turned the lights off, turned the alarm back on. We walked outside. I said, Rachel, give me the keys. She said, Papa, did you see, do you know what you just did? I said, what? She said, you just took the keys in your right hand.
That hand had been like that.
I got my arm back, got my hand back, got my leg back. Now, another thing is, I had total memory loss. I didn't know Carolyn. I didn't know my daughters. I didn't know anything. I didn't know one scripture. I couldn't remember one sermon I'd preached. But when I reached over and took those keys, I got my arm back, got my leg back, got my memory back. And within a week, Joe and I were traveling all over the world preaching three services
a day. Glory to God!
Look at me.
I said glory to God!
I had shoulder pain that started about 3 months ago. And I went to an osteopathic physician because they know how to diagnose a lot of structure function things. And he confirmed. He said, you are injured on both sides. And he said, you know, we need to come back for more treatment. And so it was just hurting. And it was hurting. And I couldn't really lift anything anymore. It's May. I should be doing yard work. I can't. I'm hiring out the jobs now because I can't lift mulch or anything. When it came, the conference came, my only thought was, I want to help. I want to volunteer. And so I'm a volunteer for the book tables. But they asked for volunteers for setup. And when I saw that, you know, I wanted to help the ministry work for it. But I just remember thinking, I can't lift a thing. So I just worked the book tables. And well, book tables close during service, so then you have to sit in service. I didn't come to receive. I really didn't. I didn't come to receive anything. I came to work. I really did. And you know, Brother Copeland calls out shoulder.
And by the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, a shoulder that has been so hard and painful you couldn't lift it, it'll go. It'll go. Praise God. It'll work for you. It will work for you. Hallelujah.
So when he said that, then I started moving it, and I started speaking to it, and I started agreeing. I'm just like, I speak to this thing. I'm like, you know, and it was, and then it started moving. So I started picking up these metal chairs. So I grabbed a metal chair with one arm, and I started picking it up. I started picking it up at an angle. I started picking up at another angle and rotating my shoulder like this with a chair in my hand, did it with the other shoulder. No problem. And I was just giddy. I mean, I was just giddy laughing. Just love that you all obey God and that you go out on a limb, the things that you do, the things that this ministry does, that Victory does. I love this ministry, and I'm thrilled.
I declare a year of great prosperity and blessing. I declare a year of deliverance. I declare a year of times in the Spirit. This is a year things are going to come to pass. In 2022, it all belongs to you.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. The media and television ministry here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is huge, and that includes the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You've heard us share the word of the Lord that Brother Copeland received in 1976. The Lord said to him then, "I am coming soon. I want you to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice." It didn't seem like that would happen back in 1976, but they have fulfilled that mandate and continue to do it this day. And this broadcast is just one of those voices. The Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast began more than 40 years ago. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for your sowing. And together with you and Jesus, we've been able to share the good news of the gospel to people all around the world all these years. I want you to see this. God's life-changing word coming from these studios and production facilities, that word goes out and reaches people everywhere. He said in Isaiah 55:11, "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit, and it will accomplish all I want it to do, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." I really like the Message translation of this. It says, "So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do, and they'll complete the assignment that I gave them." Praise God. The word is going out. And as you sow today, I want you to know that we are standing with you, and with the Victory Channel is concerned, if you watch the Victory Channel, Kenneth Copeland Ministries underwrites and pays for all of the airtime for all of the broadcasters. Partners, you need to know that because you're a part of it. Father, I thank you for all of our faithful partners and those that give to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and that they receive the harvest on all the seed that they sow. And Lord, I thank you that they receive the credit for every soul that is saved, every person's life that is changed, and everyone who learns how to stand on the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, if you've missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can watch them free at your convenience, kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. This is Pastor George Pearsons reminding you today that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.